Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Station ID, second hour of Living the Good Life. We're glad you're with us. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Cindy Logan, one of our radio team members and longtime part of this ministry when I pastored in Indiana at Cornerstone, and then here also in Clearwater. You were here for, what, a year and a half or so, Cindy, weren't you, for a while?
At one time, yeah.
Yeah, at one time.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Came back and,
right.
And came on my little retreat for a visit.
Yes, that's right.
My radio venture from that day forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's a little over a year ago. Yes.
That's been over a year now.
Yes, we're so glad. We are very, very glad that you did do that and join our radio team. Today we are talking about Matthew chapter 12. We've been talking about being flexible, being willing for God to mold us and change us. And we're going to talk about being a healthy tree here. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 12, where we are. And we're going to probably start out in about verse 31 here. And we're going to talk about what it takes to be a healthy tree. We're talking about being flexible. We're talking about allowing God to change our hearts. And when we get over here in Matthew 12, verse 31, we're going to be talking more about this topic and get into some pretty cool stuff here. And we encourage you, listeners, check out our website, bohmglobal.com. That's www.bohmglobal.com. A few minutes ago, we were talking about Acts chapter 2 and how the Spirit of God fell upon the early church. That's still happening today, folks. God still wants to move in dramatic and mighty ways. That's where this flexibility comes in. Talk to me a little bit about that, Pastor Jim, before we do this next song.
Well, there's an old book I remember reading called Fire in the Fireplace.
Oh, okay.
Holy Spirit being the fire, the necessary, and there are some necessary structures to keep, you don't want fire running out of the fireplace because it can be destructive.
True,
but
good
if
point.
You build too big of a fireplace, you're not going to get any use out of the fire.
Okay.
So you have to be flexible in letting the Holy Spirit move. And again, sometimes, imagine on the day of Pentecost, if the 120 that were gathered in the upper room said, okay, I don't like these tongues of fire. I don't like the sound of that wind.
Right.
I ain't saying another word.
Right.
This isn't in my, this isn't in the Torah. I am not doing it.
Right.
But they didn't. They just went with the
they
Spirit.
They went with it, didn't they?
And look at what happened. 3,000 got saved.
And, I think it's fascinating, though, that Jesus said to them 10 days prior, stay here, wait for the Holy Spirit's going to come when you're going to have the power to be my witnesses. Mm-hmm. Okay? We've been talking in this show about getting out of our comfort zone, being flexible, talking to people about Jesus. We just did that song, People Need the Lord. Jesus prepared the 120 in that upper room to be able to receive this powerful Holy Spirit baptism.
Right. And we have to, in a sense, prepare ourselves to receive whatever God wants, because he may ask us to do some things we don't really want to do, or maybe we do.
Right.
But we have to be willing to stretch.
Yes.
Like I said in the first hour, that is that new wine that of the Spirit gets poured in.
Right.
We've got to be able to stretch, to grow with it.
Cindy mentioned something earlier about fear, and I think a lot of times people are afraid of the moves of the Holy Spirit, and they're afraid of God's healing power. Like they were right here in the book of Matthew, they were afraid every time Jesus would heal somebody. It was like weird, to them.
It happened outside of their norms.
It's, yes.
Fine, you want to heal, you do it Sunday through Friday. Don't you dare do it on Saturday.
Don't dare do it on Saturday. Right. Exactly. And what we're saying today on the show, what I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying, people, come alive in God. Be open to what God has for you. Allow God's Holy Spirit to change you into a willing vessel that can be used mightily. Mm-hmm. And when we don't know what to say to our relatives, Cindy, and all of us, we have that. When we don't, it's God, okay, here I am. You know, when I got on that plane from Mexico, I had no idea everything that was going to happen to me in 2 weeks. I mean, no clue at all. In fact, I could tell you that I was shocked by a lot of things that happened. And yet, God was always there. I'm not saying bad things happened. I'm saying God was working mm-hmm. his plan. Not bad things. God was working his plan to bring together what he wanted, and all he asked of me was flexibility and following his leading. That's what we're talking about. Which takes us to this song, and then we're going to talk more about this to Cindy and Pastor Jim. Spirit Wind by Casting Crowns. Listen to this song. Woo! This is going to make our point.
Right, right. Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. Driven by your calling on his life, you spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. He stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their soul. Raised them again, a mighty army. For soon these arisen warriors will battle again. But they have been filled with the Spirit wind. A mighty army for the Lord. But now he stares into the lifeless eyes, believers leading carnal lives. He wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling on his life, he spoke God's word like he'd done 100 times before. But this time he comes broken and weeping, the tears of a broken heart, and he cries out to the Lord. Oh Lord, send your wind into this valley, and breathe the breath of life into their souls. Raise them again, a mighty army. For soon these arisen warriors will battle again. Have been filled with the Spirit wind. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me, breathe your life in me. Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Yes, Lord, send your wind into each of us and breathe fresh life and raise us up again, a mighty army. We have got to be God's warriors in this day and time. Pastor Jim, you want to comment? Then I'm going to Cindy right after that.
I think that song is prophetic.
It is prophetic, isn't it?
Not just for Beacon and it's our and our members individually, but I think for anyone who's, I know I was sitting there feeling, boy, I felt that way like that pastor before.
Yes, so often.
You just look out and you think,
what's
why?
Happening?
And then, you know, the pastor responsibility, get down on their knees and pray. That
right.
The spirit of God, the wind
yes.
of God move into that valley.
Yes.
And especially in this time, this day and age, we, not just you and I, but all pastors, all believers, need to be in that same posture.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes,
believing for that, because there is an army of God out there waiting, in a sense, to be birthed or rebirthed.
There is, and this is the time, this is the hour. God just told me, and by the way, I was not going to choose those songs today. This morning, God changed the songs I was going to do, and I didn't know exactly how that was going to fit in with where we are in Matthew 12, but I'm taking us back to Isaiah 42, where we were Wednesday night in church. That's what God is saying right now, because in Matthew 12, and then Cindy, we're going to get you in here in just a second, Matthew 12, in verse 15, where we were going to go to a different place, but God's doing something different. Jesus, knowing they were out to get him, moved on. A lot of people followed him. He healed them all. He cautioned them to keep it quiet, following guidelines set down by Isaiah. The right here in Matthew 12, where Jesus was behaving the way the prophecy was in Isaiah 42, is where we went on Wednesday night, Pastor Jim mm-hmm. and Nan. And here we are. Let's go there a minute, Cindy. And we're going to verse 6 and verse 7 of Isaiah 42. Do you want to read those in the translation you have, Pastor Jim? Because I'm in the Message Bible and I can't find which verses those are.
Okay, yeah, I've got New King James.
Go ahead.
Verse 6, starting Isaiah 42, starting with verse 6.
Yes.
I might also add.
Or 5, if you want to.
Well, we could do 1, because that's quoted in Matthew 2.
Then go ahead.
Because
just start
this is
verse 1.
This is a prophecy that's in Matthew chapter 12 when Jesus healed them.
Yes.
Matthew referred right back to Isaiah 42:1.
That's right.
Behold, my servant who I uphold. My elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him.
Amen.
He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and all the coastlands shall wait for his instruction.
Ooh, praise God. Okay.
I love that, because that's,
yeah.
If I can just tear off this little piece here. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering flax like a candle that's about to go out. He won't blow it out. How many times have we been that bruised reed or that smoking flax?
We're barely hanging on,
and it's not like he's going to swat us out of the way.
No.
He's going to stay with us.
Amen.
He's going to provide
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
Then in verse 5, he says, "For thus says the Lord, God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand.
Amen.
I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people,
mm-hmm.
as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring prisoners out from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house."
Oh, my. That's it right there. Cindy, that's the answer for your question earlier in the other first hour where you're talking about that desire that you have within you to help relatives and friends and customers and whatever know that they can have Jesus in their life, that they can have a spirit-filled life. And God is saying here, I'm not going to leave you at all. I'm going to be the one that gives you the guidance. I'm not going to walk away from you in any way. Hang in there. God's Spirit is going to lead you. That's what that song was all about, too. Bringing life from dry bones. When we all feel, and we've all gone through it, when we feel so, like, down for the count, like, I'm done in ministry, or I'm sick and tired of the way people act, or the attitudes that all of us can get into. God says, you know what? I'm God. I'm not going to let you burn out. I am going to stay there with you. I could preach on this. So, Cindy, it's time for you to talk because I could go preaching right here.
Well, I really got caught up in the song because I brought around the thoughts of the whole show.
Yes.
And Nan's poem and then the song, and he's commissioning us to go out there and get people saved. And he's equipping us with the Holy Spirit.
Woo!
And
asking,
and also he's taking us to places that we're not comfortable in. That's where the flexibility comes in.
Yeah.
We got to talk to people that are in the gutter, that are in the prisons, that are in the streets, that are in the, you know, the. There's just so many ways and places we could reach people that are hurting and maybe trapped in these situations and don't even know how to get out of them.
So exactly.
He wants us to go to uncomfortable places, but he's going to go with us. So the Holy Spirit will take care of all that fear. It's taking us, he wants to take it to another level.
He does. Cindy.
He really does. It's time for action.
You know, I had a meeting with some of our leaders this morning, and we were talking about the fact that when I was first invited to Mexico at the end of September, I had no idea exactly what was going to transpire. I thought I was just going down to preach a sermon. It was so much more than that. And the things that happened in those 2 weeks were life-changing for me. Being back in the Latin American country where I grew up in Guatemala, this is Mexico, but still the same. Spanish-speaking, the people, all of it. God is saying, you know, I'm going to take you out of your comfort zone, people. I'm going to take you out so that you can be flexible, so that you can realize there's people out there that need what you can give them. Cindy, you were one of the first person said to me, I'm going to Mexico with you, didn't you?
Yes.
And I know you will be at some point.
Yeah, God put that in my heart. Yeah.
I know. Exactly.
I have a desire.
But see, all of this, whether it be Mexico or whether it's right here in our own backyard, it is being willing to let the Spirit of God so change us, so lead us, so mold us into something courageous, spirit-filled, powerful, full of the Word of God, desiring to be everything God wants us to be. Not just being willing to go through our days, our ho-hum days. It's more than that, Pastor Jim. Talk to me about that, and then we'll get back to Cindy for a comment on that.
Well, think of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Fire, water. Those are not static things. Those are moving things.
Good point. Good point.
You know, water moves. Fire moves.
Fire on their
the
heads.
Wind.
Whoa,
yeah.
the wind.
The wind moves.
Woo!
All those things are moving. They're alive.
Yeah, good.
And Jesus said in John chapter 3, you hear the wind, but you don't know which way it blows. So it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit.
Right.
I used to think I was talking about the Holy Spirit, but then I realized, wait a minute, it's talking about the people that are born of the Holy Spirit. I think the King James says, whithersoever they go, you know, you don't know where God's going to lead them. If we're led by the Spirit, then, it may look peculiar to some people.
I'm sure a lot of people wondered why I was picking up and going to Mexico when I got so much here to do all the time. But God is saying, let me lead you out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Talk to us, Cindy.
And don't be afraid, because the Holy Spirit will protect you and give you the courage. Do you know I work in such a hectic environment that when I go to work, I say, I always ask God to go to work with me, but also I say, God, give me strength. Take care of my weariness. You know, you got me, right? Because I go in there, I get so exhausted.
Yeah.
And I have to say, help me push through, Lord. Help me push through.
Right.
Give me strength to make it to the end.
Right.
You know, and I have to do that a lot of times, a few times throughout the shift.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get stressed out, discouraged, throw in the towel, go sit in the office and, you know, don't deal with it. But, you know, I'm really learning something in this experience I'm in with my job about God. I mean, yeah, I really am. How he can benefit you through your day by being there with you and seeing you and asking and praying for him to help you through this stuff.
Oh, yes. And when we realize that we need to be dependent on him, he wants us to be dependent. He wants us to trust him. He just allows circumstances to happen so we have more and more opportunities to learn to trust and be dependent. Comment on that, Pastor Jim, before we go to the song, Holy Spirit.
That's very true. And sometimes, you know, when we step out from under his umbrella of protection and or sidestep the shield, whatever, we get into situations that are not obviously God's perfect will for us. And yet he can turn those right around and bring us back to him.
He does.
Because of that.
That's right.
And, you know, I praise God. There's been times in my life he's done that for me. And it's like, boy, I just sometimes can't fathom the greatness of his love.
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Listen to this song, Holy Spirit, Come Fill This Place by CeCe Winans. It's referring to not just this place, wherever you are right now, but it's your heart. It's Holy Spirit, come fill us up anew right now. Make this your prayer as you listen to this song.
Warm embrace.
praise God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Come fill this place. Come fill our hearts anew with you. Oh, Holy Spirit. Nan's got a poem there.
Holy Spirit, fill my heart this day. These are the words to you I now pray. I desire to reach out to so many who are down. I want them to know that with you they can abound. I open my heart to you right now. Fill me with your strength and power. Use me to reach out to those in need of you. I want to be a vessel that you move through. Holy Spirit, fill this place.
Oh, that's beautiful. Boy, that's beautiful. Cindy, whoa, isn't that a blessing? Woo.
That is. I've just caught up in the song. Oh, so blessed.
Wasn't
with the Spirit.
Oh, I know.
Over the show today, over me, and you guys too, I know. It just, God's power is just so amazing.
Doesn't it just spur you on, Cindy, make you just want to walk every moment of every day, letting God's Holy Spirit lead you? It, no matter what difficult things we have in our jobs, and we all work and we all have jobs, that, you know, Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that? And then we'll go back to Cindy on that. And then I want to go back to Isaiah 42, 6 and 7. Go ahead.
I was remembering back the time that I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And a person that I went to church with, this is in college, came to the door and knocked because we were going to go to church together. And the first thing he said was, "You got it, right? You got it, didn't you?"
He could tell something was different.
He could tell.
Wow.
And when I hear that song, it's like, I want to be filled up.
Yes.
To where people notice the difference.
Yes, yes.
Where they know that, you know, something's going on there. And hopefully they'll want, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit usually provokes two responses. I want it or get it out of here.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hopefully, you know, people see the Holy Spirit moving in us.
Yes.
See us filled with the Holy Spirit as we begin to manifest the Holy Spirit's character, then they will be drawn to God.
Yes.
They'll be drawn to the Father. That's the whole purpose for the Holy Spirit, is to draw people.
And he does. He does. As we allow him to take control of our day, our evening, whatever. Cindy, talk about all this, will you?
You just have to have him with you every step, every day. The thing is, it brings you so much peace.
Amen.
I'm experiencing such a peace of mind. You know, there's a fine line between sanity and snapping in a chaotic world of hustle and bustle and jobs and kids and, you know, responsibilities, that maybe commuting. I mean, there's a lot of stressful interferences in our day. And
right.
I just, you know, it's overwhelming, and I just used to be that person, so stressed out, and that drives a lot of people to alcohol, a drink at the end of the day, or,
sure,
you know, anxiety medicine,
right,
you know, things like that they do to find that calm, peace of mind.
You're right.
Where, you know, you can get that same peace, better, even better peace of mind, and a good night's sleep. If you have the peace of God with you throughout the day.
Oh, amen.
It's just a world of night. It's just a world of night away from being where you are now to where you can be if you accept Jesus and God's peace. I mean,
yes.
You just got to live it to really believe what we say, I think.
I agree.
Experience it. And once you do, you won't want it any other way.
Amen.
That's how I live. I experienced this. I'm like, I don't want to live that other way another day. I like this.
I don't want to live that other way another day. I like that.
Yes, I like this.
You know,
I like this piece.
This whole series has been something you said several weeks back, Cindy, being faithed up. and we're still in that, where we are so full of faith that we can say, God, I want you to take charge of this day. I can't do it. It's too stressful. And I want to go back to Isaiah 42, 6 and 7 one more time. In the Message Bible, it says this, I am God. Okay, now, man, that's whoa. There you go. That's about as blunt as you can get. I have called you to live right and well. That's interesting, to live right and well. I think in the translation you read it from, live righteously, mm-hmm. which means living in right standing with God, right?
Right.
I have taken responsibility for you. I love that sentence in the Message Bible. God says, I have taken responsibility for you, kept you safe. That whole sentence can just preach and preach and preach. I have taken responsibility for you and kept you safe. I have set you among my people to bind them to me. Guys, this whole show is about having a flexible heart, allowing God to use us. People need the Lord. God, come and fill me up with your spirit. Spirit, wind, come and take what all of my insecurities, all my fears, all my doubts, and God, use me to bind up people that need the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says here, I've provided you as a lighthouse to the nations. Our symbol for Beacon of Hope is a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And guys, we are to be that lighthouse, that house of God where God lives on the inside of us and the light just comes from us to make a start at bringing people into the open, into light, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, emptying the dark prison. Oh, my. Pastor Jim, your comments on that before we go back to Cindy. Oh, good stuff.
Amen. And it's, I mean, the one major fulfillment of this is, of course, in Jesus. But it's also us. It's also for us. We are, God has called us in righteousness. He
Amen.
Will hold us
right
by our hand. He's given us as a covenant to the people,
right?
A light to the nations.
Exactly.
We're Gentiles, there, you know, nations. We are to be lights to the nations.
Amen.
And again, we kind of been on this, opening blind eyes, healings and deliverances.
Yes. Yes.
Showing forth the works of God to a world that just doesn't believe in them.
Absolutely. And Cindy, you may have not. I don't think I put this picture on Facebook when I was in Mexico, but on every sidewalk in Puebla where I was, there is a blind trail right down the middle of the sidewalk. When I was first there, the first night, I was like, what is this? And it's like four little grooved lines, okay? And the missionaries explained to me, that's the blind trail. There are so many blind people that they have a blind trail on every major sidewalk so that people can put their stick or their whatever, their, you know, and they can stay mm-hmm. on track down the sidewalk. Okay? And at the end of every street corner, up on the wall, it says the name of the street. Okay? And they mm-hmm. pointed out to me, look, it's in Braille under that. Every street corner, there is Braille.
Wow.
Where, so everybody knows where they're going. Okay? This is a good metaphor, right? And so many people in this world are blind to the things of God, and yet He's got markers on the corners. He's got the word of God that we're talking about. He's got a trail for us to follow. He says, follow Jesus. Follow what Jesus did. Follow, become who Jesus became. You know, who he was. How he was healing the sick and opening blind eyes. And guys, that's what this show is all about. Opening eyes to see the truth. There's a trail here. God's Holy Spirit is leading us down this trail today. I never know how this show is going to go. None of us do. And I just knew that the songs that I thought I had picked out for today were not the ones. And when I opened this little set of songs, I thought, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing here, but I trust you because inside there was a peace. This is it. This is it. Now I know why. But it took faith, faithed up. Faith, just say, okay, God, I trust you. I don't know what you're going to do with this show. I don't know what you're going to do with this topic. I don't know what you're going to do with this chapter 12 in Matthew. But God, we're just moving forward. Cindy, comment on all this, will you? And you'll be able to see the pictures of the blind trail here soon. So, but go ahead.
That's amazing that there's that many blind people.
Yeah, it is.
In that country. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. They are blind because, I mean, we don't share enough. We don't.
Right.
It's a topic we don't talk about. They see it, but, you know, we can be an example. They can see it in our eyes, it's in our face, in our kindness. And we can be like Jesus. But there are so many good gifts of God that people aren't aware of.
Right.
If they only knew.
Yes.
He can bless every area of your life.
Oh, yes.
And we were talking about there's signs on every corner, and the instructions are in His Word. The Bible is the instruction for every topic that you will encounter.
Yeah.
In your earthly life. So it's all right there. You know, it's just a matter of putting it out there and letting them know.
Right.
I mean, it's right. Like in my situation, I want to say, you know, I used to be on drugs. But you know what? I'm not anymore because God delivered me from
Amen.
That.
Amen.
He can do it for you too.
Exactly.
You know, I used to be in a financial pit. You know, I've been through divorce. I did this. I did that. It's like we have to share what we know and what we've been through.
Amen.
With those people that He puts us in contact with. And I think He will use us where we can best relate.
Yes, yes.
Where we can have the empathy for that person. So it's almost like we will be very convincing to those that He puts in our path because we've experienced what they're going through.
Exactly. There's the trail, you know, right there leading us.
Yeah, leads us to those. So the Holy Spirit, you know, will lead us to those people that God wants us to touch.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm getting psyched up. I'm excited.
All right.
I just want to do something a little different.
Yeah.
I want to take something from today and do something, just do a
Amen.
Little more.
Yes.
Reaching out in some way.
Yes.
I'm really going to be praying about this. I'm
yes, excited. This is good. Pastor Jim, comment on this.
Well, one thing that Cindy, that you said was, you know, you kind of gave a little bit of your testimony, and that we have to be flexible to do that because sometimes, rightly or wrongly, we think maybe, and sometimes they do wrongly expect us to be perfect as Christians. So it takes us being vulnerable to share the warts and the bad things.
Exactly.
None of us is perfect, and sometimes we like to, you know, we want to appear that way. Sometimes we feel like, and sometimes other people want us to be that way. And yes, we should always, of course, strive for that, but we're not perfect. And God can turn our imperfections, you know, into
Amen.
A testimony for Him.
I've got a metaphor, a picture for you. And you'll see it when we are compiling right now pictures from my trip and videos. And one day, David, the missionary, and I were walking through this portale, which is just a big area. And I heard this music. And I said, where is that coming from? He said, that blind man over there. And we got close to him, and I've got a picture of this guy. And he had some makeshift instrument. It was not something like a clarinet. This is a homemade instrument, okay? And he was blind, standing there and playing the most beautiful music on this makeshift homemade woodwind, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, wow. I mean, I took pictures, I took video of this guy. And here he is blind, just standing there. And, you know, he's got a little something on the ground for people to throw money in and, you know, whatever. But basically, he was just doing that. And there were crowds around, standing around, listening to him, you know. And so I think that one of the takeaways from this show today is that God really wants to us to bloom where we're planted here. And here he was blind, but he found a way to make a living. He found a way to help other people with his beautiful music. We got to do this song. This is another great one. So Pastor Jim and Cindy, get ready to comment on this by the group from Vineyard UK from England, Holy Fire. Praise God. We are hungry for true intimacy with you, Lord. Let's pray right here. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to get to know you better. Lord, we do have hungry hearts. I know Pastor Jim, Cindy, Nan, and I on the show today, we desire you, God, and we know that we have a lot of listeners who have that same desire for you, that they want, that these dear ones want to be all that you want us to be. Lord, we ask right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would show us how we can live each day more united to you, more in step with your perfect will for our lives, more dedicated to you, more open to you using us in powerful ways, in ways when we least expect it, Lord. We desire for you to lead us and guide us every step of the day. We desire to be your vessels. We desire to be used of you, holy fire of God just come and consume the junk in our lives, the stuff that just needs to be burnt up, the attitudes that are wrong, the old resentments and the areas of unforgiveness. Lord, burn them up in us and fill us so much with your love and your mercy and your grace that every life that we touch will be changed for you, for your glory, God, because you are working in them. And Lord, we know we all need you, God. We need you more than we've ever needed you before. This is a fast-paced, difficult world we live in. And a lot of us have high-pressure jobs. And Lord, we need you in our lives. We come to you now saying, Lord, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Give us a renewed desire for you. And show us on a daily basis what we can do and what we can say and what conversations we can have that will best help others find you. Lord, that is our desire. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good prayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. Cindy, talk to us. What's God saying to you? Can't believe we're winding down on time here. We got to kind of
get busy.
Get busy? That's what God's saying to you? Get busy.
Yep, get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's every day's a new adventure, really.
Well, we have to take every day seriously. You know, every day that we are given, we don't know how many days we have. We never know what God's doing and how long our lives are going to be or when God's going to be ready to take us to heaven. I want to look at verse 16, and then I want you both to comment on that as we wrap up the show. Isaiah 42:16, and in the Message Bible it says, this is God talking. I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way. I love that. Who can't see where they're going. We've been talking about blind eyes. I'll be a personal guide to them, directing them through unknown country. I'll be right there to show them what roads to take. Make sure they don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them, sticking with them and not leaving them for a minute. That is for us, dear listeners. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that? Then we'll go to Cindy. Good stuff.
Very good. He said he would lead the blind by a way they do not know. Kind of that, you know, what you just talked about in Mexico, the little grooves in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
But he says, I'll make their darkness light before them.
Yeah.
We may grope around in the dark, but he's not going to leave us there. You know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path.
Amen.
Even, you know, we ask him to open our eyes. He'll make it light before us.
Exactly.
And he'll lighten our path. And, you know, he is light. In his, what's scripture? In your light, we have light.
Amen.
Because he lives within us and his word lives within us.
Yes.
We can have that light. And he says he'll never forsake us.
Right.
He's not
going
to rebuke us.
Right.
We may mess up, and chances are we all have. We all will. But he's not going to rebuke us for that. He's going to give us light to get us back on the bright path.
Exactly. Amen. Good stuff. Cindy, where are you?
I'm right here.
Where are you with this?
No, I'm excuse me. When you are on the path, though, when you're really trying to stay on the path that God wants you to be on,
right?
The fear of the unknown can be eliminated. I mean, when you know God is with you and the Holy Spirit protection, I was sitting here as Pastor was talking, reminding me of my drive home. I live in the sticks, for real, and I drive through.